Trend number two, AI is transforming the way we do science. As we explained in Ride the Wave, the true magic of the coming phase of the fifth techno-economic revolution lies in mankind's growing ability to qualitatively and quantitatively enhance almost every aspect of life and business using digital technology. Nowhere is this more true than in scientific research, where better, faster, and cheaper ways to conduct every aspect of research is already creating a self-reinforcing virtuous cycle. More productive research leads quickly and cheaply to important new discoveries, which increase wealth, enabling society to devote more resources to research. Even better, digital research is enabling us to do things that could never have been done in the past, regardless of the amount of traditional resources allocated. And, at the same time, it's enabling us to invent solutions that benefit the wealthiest among us today and even the poorest within just a few years. Never before has discovery been moving so rapidly and been so accessible on a global basis. Because of its pace, scientists themselves are frequently only aware of the revolution within their own scientific research specialty. And very few managers or policymakers appreciate the enormous scope of the digital revolution in science, which is still in its infancy. To understand this revolution, it's necessary to understand the five steps of the scientific discovery cycle and consider how digitization can enhance the process at each step. Step 1. Explore the scientific literature. Here, the never-ending task is to identify the relevant scientific papers in a sea of millions while tracking new topics as they emerge. Step 2. Design experiments. Here, the challenge is to formulate hypotheses and determine how they can be tested. Like business strategy, experimental design determines the execution, investment, and metrics guiding the rest of the study. The key is to find the right trade-off between exploration of new ground and exploitation of well-understood phenomena. Step 3. Run experiments. Keep track of millions of data points and their relationships. In the case of the life sciences, for instance, thousands of tiny tubes containing experiments on various molecules and cells must be meticulously monitored over precisely determined time periods while avoiding contamination. Errors at this stage can lead to career-ending consequences. Step 4. Interpret the data. This involves making sense of the flood of raw data coming from the experiments. In the life sciences, for example, this could involve many terabytes of genetic and biochemical information. The goal is to transform the experimental results into scientific findings. Here, the researcher determines whether the hypothesis is quantifiably confirmed or rejected, or perhaps another equally interesting hypothesis is formulated and confirmed. And step 5, write a new scientific paper. This is where the cycle ends and a new one begins. The researchers make sure they cite every relevant precedent, regardless of whether it was identified in step 1. Then, once peer-reviewed, the results are added to the body of scientific literature to be cited by other researchers. In the ideal case, the findings translate not only into a frequently cited research paper, but become the basis for a valuable patent and perhaps even a whole new enterprise. From the dawn of civilization until the 1980s, every step in the cycle was painstakingly manual. That's when scientific literature became stored on computers, statistical analysis of large data sets became widely available using mainframes and mini-computers, and experimenters increasingly used digital instrumentation to build data sets. Then, over the next 35 years or so, those conventional digital solutions became better cheaper, and faster. However, it's only now that artificial intelligence, big data methods, and robotics are reaching the point where they are enabling a quantum leap when they're being applied to research. Going forward, the primary goal is harnessing these technologies to augment or even replace humans in the scientific process. The second and bigger objective is to make research that was formerly impossible routine. To do this, researchers are already unleashing artificial intelligence, often in the form of artificial neural networks, on the data torrents. Unlike earlier attempts at AI, these don't need to be programmed with a human expert's knowledge. Instead, they learn on their own, often from large sets of training data, until they can see patterns and spot anomalies in data sets that are far larger and messier than human beings can cope with. Consider just a few examples from a range of scientific disciplines. Social media, with billions of users and trillions of cumulative posts, has brought big data to the social sciences. It has also opened an unprecedented opportunity to use artificial intelligence to glean meaning from the mass of human communications. For instance, researchers at the University of Pennsylvania's Positive Psychology Center are already using machine learning and natural language processing to sift through petabytes of data to gauge the public's emotional and physical health. That's traditionally been done with surveys. But social media data are unobtrusive, very inexpensive, and the samples are orders of magnitude greater. In one recent study, the team predicted county-level heart disease mortality rates by analyzing 148 million tweets. Risk factors turned out to include words related to anger and negative relationships. The predictions from the AI-based social media study matched actual mortality rates more closely than did predictions based on the 10 leading risk factors, such as smoking and diabetes. The same researchers have also used social media to predict personality, income, and political ideology, and to study hospital care, mystical experiences, and stereotypes. It's all part of a revolution going on in the analysis of language and its links to psychology. Meanwhile, particle physicists strive to understand the inner workings of the universe by smashing subatomic particles together with enormous energies to blast out exotic new bits of matter. At CERN, a Higgs boson emerges from roughly 1 out of every 1 billion proton collisions, and within a billionth of a picosecond, it decays into other particles, such as a pair of photons or a quartet of muons. To reconstruct the Higgs, physicists must spot all those more common particles and see whether they fit together in a way that's consistent with them coming from the same parent. Neural networks excel in sifting signal from background. Today, these algorithms help distinguish the pairs of photons that originate from a Higgs decay from random pairs. In 2024, researchers plan to upgrade the LHC to increase its collision rate by a factor of 10. At that point, machine learning may be the only way of keeping up with the torrent of data. An area of research with immediate commercial implications is a system that quickly calculates the most effective molecular recipes for chemical synthesis. Instead of programming hard and fast rules for chemical reactions, a team of researchers designed a deep neural network program that learns on its own how reactions proceed based on millions of examples. The more data that's fed into it, the better it gets. Over time, the network learns to predict the best reaction for a desired step in a synthesis. And, eventually, it comes up with its own recipes for making molecules from scratch. The researchers tested the program on 40 different molecular targets, comparing it with a conventional Molecular Design Program. Whereas the conventional program came up with a solution for synthesizing target molecules 22.5% of the time in a 2-hour computing window, the neural network figured it out 95% of the time. And it's dramatically faster than a human chemist trying to perform the same task. Given this trend, we offer the following forecast for your consideration. First, as soon as 2020, using labor-saving AI-based tools to explore the scientific literature will become standard operating procedure in almost every discipline. Today, over 75 million cumulative scientific papers have been published, and approximately 2.5 million new scientific papers are published each year. While only a tiny fraction have relevance to the work of any given scientist, the load is still overwhelming, especially when you are looking for new findings that hint at a possible new research hypothesis. Fortunately, there are emerging AI-based tools like Science Surveyor, Semantic Scholar, and Iris AI that can help. The goal of Science Surveyor is to take the text of an academic paper and search academic databases for other studies using similar terms. It then presents related articles that show how scientific thinking is changing over time by analyzing how language is used across all the selected articles. Semantic Scholar is an AI-based scientific search engine that extracts based on graphics and influential citations, as well as keywords. Iris AI is a scientific browsing tool that searches scientific databases based on the crucial concepts in related papers. And just as AltaVista and the first release of Google presage today's state-of-the-art search engines, today's exploration tools are just the beginning. Second, AI-based experiment design will make spotty but economically important progress over the next decade. A great deal of study is going into reducing the expensive human effort required to go from an understanding of the scientific literature to testing a meaningful hypothesis. Outside of a few limited domains, AI has failed this test miserably. The trends editors believe this will remain true for at least the next decade. However, within the domains where AI-based experiment design pays off, companies will reap big returns. Consider the case of Zymergen, a biotechnology company that tunes up industrial microbes that produce ingredients for biofuels, plastics, or drugs. Seeking to boost production, companies send their workhorse strains to Zymergen. Robots at Zymergen run as many as 1,000 experiments per week. Robots only follow orders, so giving them the right orders, that is, experiment design, is the real bottleneck. How does AI help Zymergen overcome this bottleneck? Management says, you've got the original microbe here with about 5,000 genes. Let's say there are 10 ways you could change a given gene. So that's 50,000 things you could be doing. Maybe 25 strains will produce slightly more of the target chemical. But if you just insert all 25 mutations that yielded small improvements into a single microbe, they don't add up to a big gain. Instead, the microbe becomes far less fit than the original strain. So choosing the right path, including detours into promising valleys, requires a mental map showing all the effects of all the mutations at once. This map does not just have three dimensions, but thousands. Machine learning keeps the whole process goal-oriented and consistent, achieving on average a 10% increase in bacteria productivity for Zymergen clients. However, when the robots finally discover the genetic changes that optimize chemical output, the system doesn't have a clue about the biochemistry behind their effects. Not surprisingly, this is fine for a company where only results matter. but not very useful where new understanding is the goal. Third, going forward, fully automated remote research labs will dramatically cut the time and cost of running experiments while eliminating human error. In the life sciences, cloud-based remote laboratories will deliver enormous benefits that will dramatically improve the speed, cost, quality, and accessibility of state-of-the-art experimentation. Companies like Emerald Cloud Labs and Transcriptic sell time in their state-of-the-art robotic laboratories. Rather than invest $1 million or more to build and operate a sterile, fully automated laboratory, any startup or tech company can buy access to these facilities on an as-needed basis. There, robots flawlessly execute the researcher's experimental plan and deliver data files along with the frozen end products of the experiments. Just as the cloud gives nearly every business access to supercomputing power, these labs give nearly every biotech researcher access to a laboratory. Suddenly, a startup with angel or VC funding can compete with major company research centers. Fourth, because of its speed and power, AI-based data interpretation will deliver tens of billions of dollars in economic value over the next decade and trillions in the years that follow. Consider Eureka from Newtonian, a division of Data Robot Incorporated. Eureka ingests very large data sets of the kind we see on social media, in genomics, and from climate studies. Then, it creates easy-to-interpret predictive models in minutes rather than weeks or months. That opens the door to better analysis of new data as well as new discoveries in enormous existing data sets that have never been exhaustively mined. And fifth, by 2030, AI will be used widely to help scientists publish their research as well as file patents more quickly. To date, one of the most useful AI tools is a free online resource called Cytomatic. It has been trained on several million papers and the citations made in them. Then, using the learned relationships discovered, it takes the author's preliminary paper with its preliminary set of citations and identifies any other citations that may be relevant. The result is a far better paper being submitted for peer review. Looking ahead, it's obvious that as Cytomatic and similar tools trained on the cumulative contents of the world's patent offices become widely available, patent applications will become easier to write and will be produced faster.